This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Much of the past month's protest over Tibet has taken place outside of Tibet. Or at least it's outside of Tibet according to the way that China draws lines on the map. Roughly half of ethnic Tibetans live outside the legal boundaries of the region that carries their name. And those Tibetans have added to the complexity of the protests against China's government. NPR's Anthony Kuhn traveled to a city in that region to meet eyewitnesses to the protests.
In a tea house in Chengdu's Tibetan quarter, a traveling musician serenades customers with a song about nomadic life on the grasslands. Chengdu is the eastern terminus of an ancient trade route that climbs westward onto the Tibetan plateau and heads towards Lhasa, the Tibetan capital. Many Tibetans in Chengdu's tea houses have similar tales to tell of unrest in their hometowns in eastern Tibet. They all asked that their voices be disguised so as to protect them from arrest. Gombo recently came here from his hometown in Ngawa Prefecture. He says that monks began protesting a few days after hearing of unrest in Lhasa. As Gombo looked on, he noticed a teenage monk who appeared very bold.
I thought that the leader monk was very careless about that. And he went straight to the police station and one of the police shot him and was killed. So lots of Tibetans got very angry. And they started supporting monks. And, they burned some police cars.
Jashi is from a nearby county. He says he awoke on March 16th to the sound of gunfire. He went down to the local middle school, where he says students had pulled down Chinese flags and replaced them with Tibetan Buddhist banners. He says 700 or 800 middle school students clashed with police and local militia. The government insists it has evidence that the Dalai Lama instigated the violence in Tibet. But Jashi says that Beijing's long-running campaign to discredit their spiritual leader is the main reason Tibetans are frustrated. The Dalai Lama is the deity in our hearts, he says. We all want to see him and worship him. It's not just me, but all Tibetans. But the Chinese government will not let him return from exile. Gunchep is a young monk from a monastery in eastern Tibet. He says that the protests in Lhasa inspired his fellow monks to hit the streets in protest.
The main problem is that in Tibetan areas we don't have human rights or freedom of speech or religion. People all over the world enjoy these rights, and we don't want to live out our days without them.
He says the protests later turned violent. He spoke of Tibetans' frustration.
Nobody wants violence, but the Tibetan cause is losing momentum. There's so little we can do. We stage a peaceful protest or sit in, and the soldiers haul us off, and nobody outside Tibet hears about it.
The Tibetans of eastern Tibet are known for their fiercely independent ways and for leading the failed uprising against Beijing in 1959. The Dalai Lama argues that Tibetan areas that are now part of four Chinese provinces should be part of a single autonomous region. Beijing counters that those areas were never ruled by Lhasa and that the Dalai Lama's argument proves that he really wants Tibetan independence, not just autonomy. For now, the streets of Chengdu's Tibetan quarter are tensely quiet under a heavy police presence. Many Tibetans say the unrest will continue until China's policies towards them change. Gombo is among the many Tibetans who are pessimistic about what will happen when the Dalai Lama, who is 72, passes from the scene.
We, the Tibetans, have been in a very peaceful way with the Chinese government. I think it's because of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. He always tells us to be good people, to do good things. If His Holiness is not here to teach us the good things, I think there will happen more violence.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Chengdu, China.